The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, they finally found out what the secret is to having a happy marriage. You guys want to hear this? It's you need to pretend that whoever you're married to is a lot more attractive than they really are. See? So you got to kind of be lying to yourself. Dr. Viren Swamy of the University of Westminster, London, I guess, said, when you are in love, you idealize the people you love, and then you rate your partner as more attractive. He said that people in love tend to think of their partner as better looking than themselves. It is, I guess, evolutionary psychology. And then you feel better because you're with somebody who's incredibly attractive. He says it makes you happy and boosts your self-esteem. If you are not idealizing your partner, it probably suggests that something is wrong, and then you feel grumpy. He says you can assess how stable a relationship is by how much they idealize their partner. It almost indicates how much love there is in the relationship. Now, you know, it is true. I remember when my husband was first dating me, he thought I was the bomb. You know, whatever I cooked was delicious. My jokes were funny. I could spew out the worst, you know, loogie with a cough. Wouldn't gross him out. Now it's like, honey, we'll just go out to eat. And, that's a good one, yeah. And so, okay, I don't look like the big heavenly angel that he probably thought I was. And so, yeah, I get a little nervous, okay? Do I still think he is hot stuff? Absolutely. He says he thinks I'm hot stuff, but come on, please. You know, but also, we're very realistic. You know, if he told me, I think you're the most beautiful woman in the world, I'd be like, dude, you're getting your eyes checked, okay? We're checking you for diabetes, glaucoma, cataracts. You're just patronizing me. Why? Are you cheating on me? Is that why you're lying to me? Are you cheating on me? So we don't even go there. You know, I'm like, honey, does this make me look fat? Not as fat as the other one. All right, thanks, babe. And that's what we do. Okay, anyway, so psychologists call the phenomenon about you lying to yourself the halo effect, which means that if someone is perceived as having an attractive personality, they are also seen as physically attractive. Now, this is so true. Remember I told you there was this guy in my medical school class, not very good looking at all, but he always got the babes, probably the most babes in the class, because he had the most amazing personality, and he was attractive. You know, you may not be handsome or good looking, but you could be extremely attractive. And being attractive can mean attractive by what you say, what you smell, what you do, etc. Now, there was a study back in 2011, a Dutch study, which asked 70 couples to rate each other and strangers on their looks. Okay, they found higher ratings among partner pairings. The researchers said partners embellished each other's virtues and ignored the faults, this positive illusion that makes commitment seem more attractive and stabilizes the long-term bond. Now, you see why that's evolution at play? Okay, if you think you are marrying up, you are going to want to hog-tie that spouse down and be in a committed relationship to not lose the gem you're marrying. And these sort of committed relationships in the animal species allows for more protective offspring longevity, so to speak, okay? Yeah, you can have multiple dads and multiple moms these days, but we're saying in the animal kingdom, it's evolutionarily strategic to find a mate and keep them. So if you think you're all that and everybody's beneath you, you're not going to want to bond to them. But if you think who you're with, their poop doesn't stink, you're going to want to hold on to them. The University of Groningen researcher said in order to sustain a sense of security, partners often weave an elaborate fictitious story that both embellishes a partner's virtues and minimizes his or her faults. See, I would love for my husband to minimize my faults. I think my faults are just so hugely strewn up in the house. I mean, there's like banners. I can't cook. I can't sing. I can't this. I can't this. You know. So I think he does. I think he does. You know, because I hear him talk about me to others. He's like, oh, my gosh, my wife is amazing. She's beautiful. She does this. She does this. And I'm like, really? He's like, I just be nice to them. Yeah, don't. Yeah. You know, so, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my husband, I do. I think he's the greatest thing ever. I think he is the most amazing man. I am so blessed. And I don't think I deserve him. But don't tell him that. You know, tell him. I have to let him think that he can't even breathe air without me. You know, so he sticks. But honestly, I think he's always deserved a better woman than me because he's the most amazing man ever. All right, enough with the mushy stuff. All right, we are coming into hurricane season, and NASA is predicting a rip. Well, I don't want to say NASA so much predicting, but we see a very, very ominous appearance with the temperatures ready to rock and roll. And as we're going into June, this is extremely important. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some hurricane preparedness. All right. We'll also talk about, I guess, passwords are going to be a thing of the past. They may start coming up with squiggly lines and gestures to replace the pins on the phone. Some of you already have that with some of your phones already. And then PMS. Some of us are ridden with PMS. I'm PMS all the time. It's all about me and PMS. They said it is not linked to hot flashes later, but we still feel like crap when we're PMSing. All right. And then we have an employee at UC Medical Center that admitted to posting a patient's history online. All right. What is going on with our records and how to protect them? So don't go away. We're coming up in the next, right after the break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. Okay, so, you know, people have been kind of freaking out about this mad cow disease. Apparently somebody died in Texas. And it has been thus far reported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, that it identified the fourth case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy in an animal that was sampled for the disease in a facility in Central California. Now, this BSE has been known as mad cow disease. It's a progressive neurological disorder of cattle that results in infection from a prion. Now, a prion is supposed to be a it's a non-virus, non-bacteria, and it's an agent, it's something that can transmit disease, and we call it a prion. We don't know much about it. And we've been going on 20-some years, and we still don't know much about these prions. But we know that prions are involved in this Yakov-Kruzfeld disease that can cause the neurological disease that can unfortunately kill. Now, they say there have been 4 human cases of mad cow in the U.S., with the most recent in Texas. And this is kind of frustrating a lot of us because, I mean, we study a lot of stupid things in the research labs, and we can't figure out this whole prion thing. I was in virology, and we were learning not only microbiology, but then we were also learning about virology. And that was when prions were kind of new, and we were talking about different ways that disease is being administered, et cetera, and or being transmitted. And they were like, you know what, they're going to figure this prion thing. This is new. And here we are, 2014, and still. This Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, the CJD, this is the one that, unfortunately, that this man who died in Texas was afflicted by. And it comes from consumption of beef products that were contaminated with it. We still don't have treatment for it, and it's fatal. So I don't want everybody freaking out. According to the CDC, more than 229 variants of this Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease patients has been reported, with the majority of them in the UK and France. Texas Department of State Health Services says there's no public health concerns or threats right now. State and federal health officials continue to investigate and are trying to track the source of the infection. Now, they say that the U.S. has had, according to CBS News, procedures in place to guard against this. And this bovine spongiform encephalopathy disease, they say they've already been working on it. Because remember the outbreak in the 80s, right, in Great Britain in the 90s? So, and ended up killing the cattle, and then they had to go through and from what I remember, you know, get rid of other animals that they thought were affected, etc. And so the USDA surveillance program tests brain tissue taken from 40,000 dead cows a year. They say the testing is designed to target the animals most at risk. They say another key part of their safety net is to make sure that the animal tissues that can carry it, like the brain and spinal cord, are removed from cattle before they're processed for food. So in case an animal does have it, and we have no idea, you know, because he's alive and well, and we have no idea that he could be a carrier, they make sure the brain and spinal cord, anything from the nervous system, or as much as possible the main nervous system, is away from the meat that we eat. Okay? I know. Well, that's why they call it mad cow, because like rabies, it when it affects the brain, you start to get neurological manifestations and frontal lobe changes that deal with personality, and so you look like you're a mad cow. You know, just like a rabid dog, rabies affects the brain, neurotoxin, and it causes an encephalopathy. It causes an infection of the brain. And so these animals look like they're all scattered and they look mad. And that's because rabies affects the brain. It's a real shame. Oh my gosh. I wish this is something that could be, I'm really nervous about. This is something that there's a few diseases out there that I'm just kind of keeping an eye on. Not that I could do anything for my little studio, but it's one of those things where when you don't hear about them in the news, but they're still out there. Okay. And mad cow disease never went away. And that's just something that I'm like, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say bigger is better when you look at smartphones and larger screens from a psychological perspective, because they say people are drawn to larger devices and they feel better. They feel more emotionally satisfied. So here we were with our big computers, and we started to get big screens. And then all of a sudden they decided, well, let's do a little tablet, like maybe on the BlackBerry, and then the smartphones. And now they're finding people want big. People want bigger. And these cell phones are getting bigger and bigger to the point that they are going to be like an iPad mini, and then back to iPad, and then back to computer. But they're finding people want the big screens. I mean, I've seen people with these, like, Samsung. Is Samsung Droid? Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy. These phones are huge. The study was published in the journal Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking, indicated that emotional reasons may be the main influence when people decide to buy phones with larger screens. Well, of course, have you guys ever been to Best Buy or Sam's Club or whatever, and you see the phones? So you see all these real big, fancy-looking phones. They have the white background. They have the phone on a stand that's jetted out at you. And then you got my size phone, like the iPhone 4 or 5, with the little bitty screen. And this looks like a wussy phone compared to the others. I'm not embarrassed. Anyway, okay, they say that there is affective emotional reasons. So you see bigger, just like in nature, as better. You see bigger as more powerful. People look at their bigger phones and they look at it as a power issue. The study was based on 130 university students who were given smartphones with two different screen sizes, one 3.7 inches and one 5.3 inches. Those who used the larger device found it easier to locate a bus schedule and were more excited about using it. Huh. The screen sizes increase the bandwidth of user interactions on smartphones, making it more than a talking, texting device. It's like my mini computer. Problem is I don't have room for a bigger. I need this to fit in my pocket. The bigger we get these phones, and the bigger we need the pockets. Ki-Joon Kim, adjunct professor at the Department of Interaction Science at Sungki Kungkwan University in Korea, works with Professor Sundar, believes that the desire for large screen televisions may be part of the impulse to buy smartphones with larger screens. It's true. You could now, in your house, have a movie theater-like. It blows my mind. My kids want that. Okay? I mean, they want me to convert one of the bedrooms. We get some bean bags. I'm trying to think of a way to do it cheaply when we move. But, you know, we get some blackout curtains, and we have the walls a darker paint, and we got some big, huge TV. Now, before the big screens, well, you had the big screens that were in those big, huge boxes. They weren't flat screens yet, but I remember we got a projector about 9 years ago. So we got a projector with a projector screen for movie night, etc. Yet we started to have issues with the bulb, etc. So once the big screens came out, we just, you know, ended up using the big screen. But these kids, they want movies. I mean, look, when you go and see, I want to see Godzilla. So the kids want to see it in 3D IMAX. Okay, to me, the movie theater is already big enough. But these guys want big. And they're not going to stop without it. And the bigger, the better. And that's something from a psychological standpoint that I don't think we're prepared for. We are starting to, again, re-idolize big. Look at our goblets. Our goblets for wine are big. Our plates are getting bigger. How much bigger are things supposed to be? And the bigger you have something, the more you feel like you need to satiate and fill it up. I keep telling you guys, when you want to lose weight, get the tiniest plate. Eat your dinner off of a saucer dish, not a dinner plate, because whatever is on that saucer dish will be the proper amount of food that you're going to put in your stomach. By the way, that saucer dish is even bigger than your stomach. So you see how ridiculous it is to eat off a dinner plate. Yeah, we eat off a dinner plate. So then when we want to put a little 4-ounce piece of meat on there, it looks like we're not eating nothing. So then you try to find like an 8-ounce or a 12-ounce steak to fill it up, and then you add your vegetables and your potato and all that, and you make a big, huge plate. Claim Jumper. Love the restaurant, but they're very well known for the big plates and just filling up the whole plate with food. Well, no wonder, you know, we're getting obese. And look at what we're expecting. We're expecting bigger. Now, I do appreciate a bigger font. I've already changed the font on my phone so I can see it. There's a setting to change your font so that you can see better. My friend Heidi Harris showed me how to do it because I was complaining that I couldn't see. But I don't always think bigger is better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk about pollution. We talk about how pollution is linked to autism, and another study has come out saying it's linked to schizophrenia. But we don't talk about traffic. I think traffic is one of the biggest health hazards out there. I think traffic, number one, puts you at risk for pollution, Because you're sitting there breathing in the other people's exhaust. A lot of cars are just sitting there. You're not having movement. You never want stagnicity. You want movement. So whenever you have a bunch of cars just sitting there in traffic, that adds to pollution. You also have the stress of traffic. You also have poor decision making. When people are stuck in traffic, they start to get meaner. They start to be more risk takers. They take more risks. And, for example, you'll see motorcyclists then drive in between cars. You'll see cars try to quickly jet in front of somebody else because they think one lane is moving slower than the other. You have other cars that cheat where you're trying to wait to get on an on-ramp, and even if there's a second lane merging into that, people, rather than being in line, will try to fit in by going off the shoulder into the second lane to get above you. So then you end up, which is something I do, I end up trying to put my car smack in the middle so these cars can't do that, and then they get mad, so they're stuck staying in line, and then they get mad, and then there could be road rage. So I think traffic could be extremely dangerous. Well, there's a report now on the cities with the worst traffic in North America. And surprise, surprise, Los Angeles is still the most congested city in the United States. They said for every hour traveled during rush hour, a whopping 39 minutes, they said, will be spent in traffic. And now, mind you, I lived in L.A. I was born there. Then I went to school there at UCLA for a little bit. And even 7 p.m., is still rush hour. I was in Vegas. I had to drive down for a meeting, so I left Vegas at about 3. So I got there at about 7, thinking I was going to miss the whole 5:30, 6 p.m. Oh no, I had 5 more miles to go, and it took me an hour sitting in traffic for those 5 miles. I mean, you know, so rush hour is supposed to be what? 6:37 to 9. And maybe 4 to 4:30 to 6:30. Just add a couple extra hours both ways with that. All right. They say commuters who travel half an hour to work every day will spend 90 hours stuck in a traffic jam every year. This study was a survey done by TomTom users. Vancouver came in second. They took second for a second year in a row. Journey times there, they said, were averaged 35% longer during rush hour, 5% worse. According to the poll, Friday morning and Monday evening are the best days to drive in the city. Motorists, they said, should avoid Tuesday morning and Thursday evening, the worst traffic. Now, that's interesting. I would think Friday evening would be the worst traffic, but maybe not, because Friday, people are leaving early. You know, a lot of people, they'll take a 3-day weekend, or they'll only work a half day on Friday, and then they'll bypass traffic, so that means less people. That's very interesting. They say San Francisco came in number 3, 34 minutes after every hour stuck in traffic. Honolulu came in number 4. Honolulu, the Wiki? I forget the main highway they have there. That could be a lot of traffic because they have one major highway, if I remember correctly. They might have changed it since I've been there. Seattle comes in number 5. They said of the top 10 worst cities for traffic, 8 of them had, just so really quickly. L.A., Vancouver, San Francisco, number 3, Honolulu, Seattle was bad. Toronto, number 6, San Jose, number 7, 8 was New York. New York came in 8, good for them. 9 was Ottawa, Canada, 10 was Montreal, then came Miami, Washington, D.C., Portland, New Orleans, Calgary, Canada, Chicago, Quebec. 18 was Tampa. Tampa, that's interesting. Tampa has big, huge intersections. Tampa has big, well, they probably need it. Boston came in number 19, and then Houston number 20. So that's traffic. You definitely want to avoid traffic if you can. I think it definitely adds years to your life, the stress alone. Speaking of stress, a lot of teenagers turn to marijuana, right, to lower their stress. They say here now, smoking marijuana as a teenager will lower your IQ for life. U.S. researchers found that the damaging effects of marijuana remained even if you stopped smoking marijuana as adults. They said teenagers especially face the risk because their brain is rapidly developing at this time. The scientists come from the National Institute of Drug Abuse in the United States, and they added that smoking pot affects critical thinking and memory use. So what they did is they looked at a bunch of studies on marijuana smoking, and they reiterated that marijuana also impairs driving, increases the risk of being involved in a car accident, etc. All right, and then it's even worse if you drink alcohol at the same time. What about secondhand smoke? They looked at prenatal marijuana exposure, secondhand smoke, etc. They're going to be studying that more. And you're going to start seeing a lot more marijuana studies because as it's becoming legalized, it's a little easier now to run the tests. It's also easier to get test subjects. We don't know as much as we need to about marijuana because it was considered bad. This is one of those things I was discussing earlier where we were talking about Mr. Moms and how back in the 80s being a Mr. Mom, even earlier than that, would have been really taboo. And nowadays we got tons of dads that are stay-at-home dads. As long as society thinks it's okay, a lot of the dads will think it's okay. Same thing with marijuana. Here we were just a few years ago, marijuana bad, marijuana illegal. Sanjay Gupta on CNN agreed. All of a sudden now, it's like, no, it's medically therapeutic. There's things we can do. All of a sudden, a complete about face. Prohibition wasn't even that quick with the way we're looking at marijuana. Marijuana, however, you're finding the reason why is there's all these people who were smoking it illegally that didn't need to go to the doctor for their blood pressure or for chronic pain, etc. I have old patients who have been on marijuana for years, they tell me. And I'm like, wow. Now, I'm not saying marijuana is the key to long life. What about their IQ? I'm not really testing people's IQs, so I can't tell you. But I got to tell you, my marijuana smokers are smart cats. I mean, I don't want to think that they are any less intelligent. I do notice, though, very rarely some dopiness from some of my patients, but that's because I think they smoke it before they even come to me. Now, if I think you're high, I'm not going to let you drive, but I start to kind of put the two because, are you smoking? Are you whatever? I don't smell it on them, so I don't know. And, you got to get permission for drug tests these days, so, Anyway, all right, so we need to watch our kids because if they start to smoke weed early, they say it could permanently affect them. They say participants in the study reported struggling falling asleep, difficulty maintaining the sleep, experiencing non-restorative sleep, and feeling sleepy during the day. The strongest link between the lack of sleep and cannabis use was in those who first used the drug under age 15. Now, will somebody please tell me why a middle schooler needs to smoke pot? This is ridiculous. I don't understand. And because of the growing population of kids who cannot handle their they cannot handle a lot of their stressors. Now that pot's going to be more easily available, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more kids turn to pot. We started to see a surge of kids on parents' Valium. I am so amazed how many parents said, yeah, I give my kids some Valium. I go, you do? Why? Why are you teaching them to go to these pills so early? They could cope. Like breakups. Oh, my God, you and I had to deal with our breakups. I got dumped so many times, I didn't go to Valium. I didn't go to alcohol. I didn't go to drugs. I had to deal with it. Now, I can understand something really traumatic like a car accident, rape. I get that. But these stressors that teenagers have always had, the reason why the teenage years are so tough is because that's our boot camp for adulthood. And a lot of these kids aren't prepared. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. You can download those anytime you like. You can also listen to us on GCNLive.com that has tons of phenomenal radio shows. Definitely tune into GCNLive.com. You can get archives, podcasts of some of your favorite shows. And you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio has a streaming 24/7 as well as archives and podcasts and clips, etc. And so go and have at it. Okay, hurricane season is upon us. And NASA has revealed that it is about to begin like now. According to the meteorological calendar, hurricane season is supposed to begin May 15th in the eastern Pacific and June 1st in the Atlantic. But the latest NASA image reveals that the season is on its way, maybe a little bit late, but it is on its way. Scientists agree that the sea surface temperatures need to be above, it's in Celsius, 27.8 Celsius. That's got to be, I can't think. I used to be able to convert this in my head all the time. Anyway, about 80. It's about 80 degrees. 80 degrees Fahrenheit. That's right. The water has to be about 80, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. They said as of May 30th, 2014, hurricane-ready waters in the Atlantic Basin were concentrated in the Caribbean, along the Florida coast, and across the equator between Africa and South America, according to NASA. In the eastern Pacific, the fuel for hurricanes stretched the length of Central America. Now, the sea surface temperatures are rising. We need the hot water. As waters cool, the hurricane seems to dissipate. However, it could still pack a punch, as we saw with Hurricane Sandy. Now, even though the hurricane season was a little bit slow, they said, don't worry, it's going to catch up. They say a slower than usual hurricane season is expected because of the expected El Nino, forecaster said. But they warned that it only takes one storm to actually really make a mess of things and be deadly. The El Nino, it warms part of the Pacific every few years and changes rain and temperature patterns around the world. They say will likely reduce the number of intensity of tropical storms and hurricanes. But, whenever they say, we predict a bad season, or they're not going to say, we predict an easy season. They're not going to tell us that. They're going to say it's going to be bad. They said cooler temperatures on the surface of the Atlantic compared with recent years will also lower the probability of hurricane formation. Now, yes, there's supposed to be global warming, but apparently the waters are so on the cooler side of things as opposed to others. We've already talked about the tropical storms. There's about 8 to 13 named tropical storms and 3 to 6 hurricanes, which is what they're expecting. They say just one or two major hurricanes with winds over 110 miles per hour are being forecasted. And usually the six-month storm season starts June 1. It could go all the way till December, people. Pretty serious stuff. Forecasters were wrong when they predicted a busy hurricane season last year. There were 13 storms and two hurricanes, Umberto and Ingrid. Both were Category 1. We didn't really have anything major, thank God. But remember, back in 2012, here we have Superstorm Sandy coming up. That killed 147 people, causing $50 billion in damage as well. So pretty scary stuff, especially when it hit landfall in New Jersey. They say the Atlantic hurricane season goes through cycles of high and low activity every 25 to 40 years. Since 1995, the average season has been about 15 tropical storms. They said the last time a major hurricane made landfall in the U.S. was when Wilma came ashore in 2005. Now, Katrina, though, was 2006, so I'm not sure what they're talking about there. Okay, so hurricane preparedness. Okay, well, we've talked about the emergency kit, right? No, not just lifesavers and tampons. You need to have, your medicines. You need to have your aspirin. You need to have, I want in your emergency kit, at least half a prescription of your current medication. If you have one, if the doctor's like, I just gave you a prescription, let them know it's for your emergency kit, especially if we're not talking controlled substances. We're talking about your blood pressure medicine, et cetera. We want to make sure you have a family communications plan all set up. This is according to ready.gov, meaning let your family know what to do. Remember, a lot of people are across the country not knowing, are you okay, et cetera. If they can't reach you, what should be their plan? They need to notify authorities, et cetera. Just have a plan. Make a plan. okay? In your emergency kit, some of you guys make sure you have some sort of weapons. I like flashlights, and I like water supply, and, you know, like the freeze-dry guy food, emergency, I like those. I also like basic supplies. I know a gun. I know. I'm not supposed to tell everybody to get a gun. I know a lot of you guys in your emergency supply kit has a gun. Well, you know what I'm saying. All right, you also want to make sure that you have all your Social Security cards, birth certificates, anything important in a waterproof, sealed type of material that you could take with you. A lot of you guys just throw that stuff in your safe. But when a hurricane comes, safes can roll. Okay? If cars can fly, your safe can fly. They say know the elevation level of your property and whether the land is flood prone. Okay? Don't think just because your house is a little higher than your neighbor's and you got a nice clean gutter in front of you that you're going to be okay. Hold on a second. You want to know where, you want to cover your windows. They say you want to make sure you have your plywood. They say get a 5/8 inch exterior grade. You guys know more about this than I do because I don't travel to Home Depot that often like you guys do. They say you want to make sure you have the plywood to cover the windows because why windows break, etc. They say, the year round option of, certain laminated glass, impact resistant glazing. They say tape. You can't really tape your glasses. That doesn't work too well. You want to make sure that you have your roof fastened to the frame of your house. That's important because when the roof comes off, then the wind gets in, and that could cause a little mini turmoil hurricane within your house. Trees and shrubs, make sure they're well trimmed. Well trimmed trees and shrubs are more wind resistant. They also said to make sure to clear loose and clogged rain gutters and downspouts. Reinforce your garage doors. If wind enters a garage, that could be screwy too. Mess things up. All outdoor furniture that usually bangs against your house, your wind chimes. Listen, wind chimes are cool. I get that. I don't think you guys need the wind chime out there. That's just going to blow and break the, you don't want things outside your house blowing into your windows, okay? Have your generators. Make sure you guys have generators. The other thing, too, that really screwed people up with Hurricane Sandy is everybody has cell phones, but nobody has power. So get those power outlets in your cars where you could plug your cell phone into the car to charge it. You know, get your Mophies, etc. If you're in a high-rise building, when the high winds are present, make sure you take shelter on a lower floor because wind conditions increase with height. Okay, so now, during a hurricane, what are you supposed to do? Well, make sure you got the radio on or the TV on. If you lose power, radio waves are phenomenal. Make sure you got your AM radio station. That will give you your news. Make sure your utilities are turned off. Have your refrigerator thermostat to its coldest setting. Keep the doors closed. Turn off your propane tanks. Try to avoid using the battery of your cell phone in case you need it. Make sure you have plenty of water, food safe. Make sure you have your animals with you. You don't want your animals fly. Like, remember Superman? Two, one of the bad guys, Zod, was blowing air to make wind. One guy was walking the little dog, and the little cute poodle dog was, like, barking. Yeah, dogs don't stay put. You know, I know dogs seem like they're always at your feet. Trust me, not during a hurricane. Stay indoors. Close your interior doors. Keep the curtains and blinds closed. A small entry room is probably better than being near a window, right? Okay? Lie on the floor, under the table, another sturdy object. And they also remind us to avoid elevators, okay? After, you got to listen to the weather radio service to know if it's already passed. Of course, make sure you have, shall we say, like the phone numbers to your emergency, like poison control, Red Cross, things like that. Make sure you have that. You may want to have the FEMA number nearby. Don't forget to avoid dangling power lines. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. Be safe.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.